Hey everybody, I am here to talk today about why black women won't be saving the world and how one-sided solidarity is for suckers and a San Fran fentanyl update. Here comes the intro music.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dee Dee LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hi guys, Dee Dee Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Friday, October 27th. 2023. How you doing, everybody? Some of you are celebrating Halloween, getting your Halloween parties on, getting the candy ready, getting the costumes ready. I hope you have a fabulous time. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies celebrating throughout the world. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are. Get your birthday party on, sweethearts. Guys, before I reiterate the fact that we black women are not here to save the world, little updates about what's going on in San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. The city is now doing what's called a tent shuffle. New listeners, welcome. Regular listeners, you know the drill. APEC is coming to San Francisco. APEC, it's this big deal. It's supposed to be the most publicity shown on San Francisco for many years. Big international brouhaha. So they're cleaning the city up in advance. And it's not happening for a couple weeks. So they're really trying to impress the world that San Francisco is a normal and functional city. It's not. You know it's not. It is not. So what's happening now is the great tent shuffle. They're clearing the dystopia from downtown, which is the east side. The drifter sidewalk vagrants, a.k.a. junkies, also known as mentally ill drug addicts. They don't like accepting shelter, regardless of what you've heard. When they get offered housing, like a room or a little mini, this and that, or going into a homeless shelter, they don't want it because they want to be able to get high around the clock. What that means is they're being tossed out of downtown San Francisco. It's going to be on lockdown from November 14th until November 19th because the big shots are in town. And there's some people, you know, frankly, to me, they're ignorant. Like some of these rich techies, these elitist dudes are like, oh my God, San Francisco is getting cleaned up. Never seen it like this. This is wonderful. They need to understand what happened. This is temporary. After APEC leaves November 20th, the majority of the junkies will be right back where they got kicked out of. However, there will be some on the west side. They're going to stay right where they are. So those neighborhoods will have new dystopian settlements. Thank you, APEC, for that. At least downtown San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname, is getting cleaned up. Now, this show, I have to regularly revisit this topic from the perspective of an enlightened, sexist, womanist, bohemian, interracial, middle-aged, libertine, black woman, also known as DD Dam, yours truly. Sweethearts, the world is in a tizzy. I'm being very delicate, talking about what's going on. I wish everyone the best throughout the world. I am being very delicate about this. I do not want to get canceled, and I am not here to wear a cape for anyone, period. I said what I said, and let me explain. I need to explain that me and black women, we're not clean-up women. I don't carry a metaphorical tissue for the world. I'm not here to come to the emotional rescue of the world. I'm not here to mammy the world. And I advise other black women to do the same. Because in general, it's not reciprocated. Reciprocity, it is a big word for me. It is a major word. It is a key word. It's a word that prevents me from being exploited. It's a philosophy that I have followed for decades. Again, being a black woman, we black American women, and that's the POV you're getting here. I'm not African. I'm not Haitian. I'm not from the Dominican Republic, etc. Particularly black American women are socialized to rescue the world. This is what happens when you have a community with 60 years. I'll repeat, this is what happens when you have a community with 60 years of mass fatherlessness, when you have three generations of women raised by other women, raised by other women. So it's normalized that you have to be formidable and have to have the backbone of your home and your community. This is not a debate. These are facts. 75% of Black American homes, 75% are led by women. I digress. Recently, I came across a social media post. There was a Black woman trying to cancel a white woman in New York for opening a sushi restaurant. Guys, a Black woman trying to cancel a white woman in New York City for opening a sushi restaurant. Children, why is it a Black woman's business to care if a white woman is trying to open a sushi restaurant? Guess what? It's not. If anybody should be upset about that, it's Asian people. But Black women, as I'm telling you, are socialized to stand up and be pit bulls, mules, besides sidekicks and side chicks sometimes, wearing that superwoman cape, trying to save people who wouldn't care enough to give her a glass of water if she was on fire. That's not necessarily hyperbole. Let me ask y'all, when was the last time you defended a Black woman who needed to be defended? When was the last time you defended a worthy Black woman? Most of y'all sat there on your hands. You didn't type a word of support, or you were silent. You just watched. I know you did. Now, how many of you expect the Black women in your community, you interracial people, or your Black girlfriends at work, how many of y'all expect us Black women to have your back? You do. I know you do. How many of you tag your Black girlfriends on social media to be your Black friend? I get tagged a lot. Most of those tags I ignore. I ignore them, especially if they're not interacting with me and my community. I ignore the let me tag my Black woman friend to come and have my back. This is very common. How many of you guys do that? A lot of you do that. The smartest people I know appreciate and love their Black girlfriends and platonic friends and co-workers. The most emotionally intelligent and empathetic people I know do this. The smart ones understand how valuable our support is, and the smart ones know that we also play dumb too. That's right. Hey, you didn't know that Black women know how to play dumb? Yes, indeed. We will sit back and let you believe we don't know what you're doing when you try to play us. Yeah, you do. You may be passive aggressive or whatever, but we know how to play dumb. I digress, y'all. Back to the main story, a queer Black woman, Lord have mercy, stranger in Moscow, Lord have mercy, we're talking danger. Michael Jackson, thank you. Queer Black woman, Lord have mercy, trying to cancel a white woman for opening a sushi restaurant in New York. I just have to keep saying that. By the way, she is marginalized by being a Black queer woman. Now, how is it her Black queer business to try to cancel a white woman opening an Asian restaurant? Black woman, mind your business. Stop trying to cape for the world. One-sided solidarity is for suckers. Frankly, being a woke social justice warrior is one of the worst things that a Black woman could do. It is a complete waste of time and energy. And after you have poured your soul, your time, your passion into advocating for people, 90% of the time, it shall not be reciprocated. These are the facts. So what sort of costume are you wearing for Halloween, guys? Are you giving away candy, et cetera? If you're giving away candy, kids, avoid the sweet tarts. Oh, my God. Cheap candy. It's better to give away 50 pieces of candy, that's decent candy bars, Kit Kats, Snickers, then 200 packages of sweet tarts. Don't nobody want no damn sweet tarts. Ah, Lord. In my district, there's going to be this big major bar crawl with like 10,000 people. So San Francisco does like the party, although it is dystopian. People still party here. So that is a positive for businesses. Happy Halloween, everybody who is celebrating. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Have you subscribed? I hope you have. This has been your show for a fabulous Friday, October 27th, 2023. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. Black girls, mind your business. Put down the cape. Stop being woke. Don't be a SJW. It's a waste of your freaking time. Everybody, I love you so much. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.